Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Thrown like a star in my vast sleep, I opened my eyes to take a peep, to find that I was by the sea, gazing with tranquility. 'Twas then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Hurdy-gurdy, 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 gurdy, he sang. Hurdy-gurdy, 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 he sang. Hurdy-gurdy, 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 he sang. Histories of ages past, unenlightened shadows cast down through all eternity, the crying of humanity. 'Twas then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love. Hurdy-gurdy, 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 he sang. Hurdy-gurdy, 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 he sang. Hurdy-gurdy, 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 he sang.
Greetings. Good afternoon, everyone. This is your hurdy-gurdy man. Thank you for joining me here at Hurdy-Gurdy Songs on Radio Free Brooklyn. Internet live stream. We have a very special show for you today. I hope that you enjoy it. We're going to focus quite extensively on, well, her story, women's herstory. Since it is Women's Herstory Month, I wanted to play some music, some songs by artists of powerful women. I am, in this episode, number 34 of Hurdy Gurdy Songs, I'm going to focus primarily on women of color. That is Black women, African American women, Latina women, Filipina women. Throughout the month, I'll be featuring a variety of really incredible women's music. Let me get right to it. I hope you enjoy the program today, and we'll talk a little bit about why their songs are, in the context of women's power, so significant. Here's Waterboy from Odetta.
rock you
Elizabeth Cotton, amazing guitar player, self-taught, one of the most beautiful classics of the North Carolina folk music, Freight Train. It's a challenge for any picker out there. Elizabeth Cotton, definitely one of the top guitar players, and a song that would influence many, many followers. Before that, we listened to Odetta, Odetta Holmes, and she's often referred to as the voice of the civil rights movement for her intense activism. And she was a big fan of jazz, folk, blues, and very much committed to the community here in New York. And really, we were fortunate actually to have Doug Yeager last week as a guest, who managed Odetta. So hopefully we'll get him on in the future and talk a little bit more about Odetta. But she was a major influence, obviously, on the entire folk scene, revival folk scene in New York. Dylan, Joan Baez, and of course, Janis Joplin, who all of them, have cited Odetta as being such a powerful influence on their own music. Joan Baez mentions that Odetta was a goddess. She said, her passion moved me. I learned everything she sang. So we opened up our set, though, or our program, with Eartha Kitt doing our theme song. This was from a 1972 German recording on a label called Sparks, of the Donovan classic folk song, Hurdy Gurdy Man. And coming from Eartha, that's something else entirely. So she definitely claimed this song, and I was very, very happy to find this version of it. You are listening to Jorge on Hurdy Gurdy Songs here at Radio Free Brooklyn. Thank you for listening to our station. Please share it with your friends. Support us in any way you can. You can go on to our website, radiofreebrooklyn.com or .org, and just show your support. And everyone's asking for money this time of year. I'm not going to ask you for money, but in any way that you can support us, we need this community engagement. And we're doing some really great things here at Radio Free Brooklyn. They have started the program for teens here, educating them and teaching them how to create their own broadcast, their own podcast, their own voice, creating a voice for teens right here in downtown, beautiful Bushwick, Brooklyn. So let's go on. I have a lot more for you. Couple of tracks of some of my favorite singers. These next couple of tracks. So I hope you enjoy these. Let's go on with a little bit of I think you'll recognize her.
Oh,
so little space does everything we dreamed of amount to fit inside a hand. To throw it all away to lambs in need of sleep, dressed in wolf's clothes, to run away I count. How many times it hurts, how does it count? Anyway I try, a female dog can bite, deep vein thrombosis life can hurt so bad. It seems sick to me now. It's funny how fragile is a life that can have everything now to nothing left at all. Amounts to little pieces, always one receiving. Reality's like a clock, dish it out to another who has nothing, not even a pot to piss and nothing, nothing left at all. Sleepless nights, nothing. Like a female dog's got a name, life's a bitch. Deep pain thrombosis, life is a bitch. Oh, life. Yeah. Oh, somehow I'm sick. Like a blood clot, deep thrombosis. Like a blood clot, deep thrombosis. Oh, life. Thrombosis. It's not funny. I can be so vain. I can bring pain. Life is funny, then you die. Thrombosis coming on, doing life. It hurts so bad. Why it hurts so bad? Like a blood clot, deep thrombosis.
Hey, that's Nena Cherry, Deep Vein Thrombosis, from her most recent recording, Broken Politics. A really wonderful, powerful record. Before that, we heard, speaking of power, Mary J. Blige and Chaka Khan. It just, it's overwhelming. The song Disrespectful. Again, two songs that, hurdy-gurdy songs. Certainly giving a sense of calling out treatment of women that is inappropriate, inadequate. I really want to focus now on June Tyson, though, one of the most beautiful voices, who sang primarily is associated with Sun Ra and his orchestra. So we're going to take a little listen to this. It's an extended piece. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's the singular June Tyson. No one could sing and dance the way June Tyson did with Sun Ra. I don't think Sun Ra Orchestra would have been nearly as powerful if they didn't have the voice of June Tyson. We are listening to Hurdy Gurdy Women today on Hurdy Gurdy Songs. Again, the topic of respect, the topic of, you know, women being able to respond in kind to not being treated properly, the sound mirror, June Tyson, all drawing on this power that we want to accent as central to the history of women. That's the basic notion today on this program. I'm going to turn now to a Boricua, Puerto Rican, one of the most important popular singers. Her name is Ruth Fernandez, and she, of course, was one of the, she was revered by thousands of Puerto Ricans who emigrated to New York, but she was a huge star in Puerto Rico herself. She had a very unique voice. She was involved with the Popular Democratic Party of Puerto Rico through the 1930s and 50s. She had a recording career. She was known as someone who got went from the popular music world of Puerto Rican boleros and song to actually being active in politics. She became a senator. She was known as the singing senator. I'll tell you a little bit more about her, but first let's take a listen to her and another singer that we'll talk about briefly. I wish we could do an entire, we'll probably do something in the future more on the Puerto Rican women singers, because they are many and they are important. Here we go with Ecue, Invocation, by Ruth Fernandez. And this is again bringing a stronger, a connection to the Afro-Puerto Rican identity of the artist and how she worked within the confines and the expectations of a very colonial modernizing moment in Puerto Rican history. Ruth Fernandez.
Soy negra, la negra esclava. Nacía allá en la selva. Soy noble, siempre lo he sido. Trabajo sin descansar, grité paso la vida y solo río por no llorar. Ecue, ecue, lo amo tan malo son que ni siquiera dejan a uno cantar. Siempre viene pegando lo a llorar pa' que yo nunca pueda ni descansar. Ecue, tú me escuchas, dame por no llorar. Ecué, ecué, lo amo, tan malos son que ni siquiera dejan a uno cantar. Siempre viene pegando lo mayoral, pa' que yo nunca pueda ni descansar. Ecué, tú me escuchas, dame la libertad.
Ecué, truly a unique recording, very strongly identified with Ruth Fernandez, very strongly identified with blackness in Puerto Rico at a time where there was a very, there was kind of a resistance, not kind of, there was a resistance to the very identity of black Puerto Ricans, and how they were perceived and how they constructed to look as kind of a folkloric, but a kind of distant tradition. And Fernandez had so many interventions. And this particular recording comes from Ñañigo, which is more aligned with kind of like the Afro-Cuban side of it. But she, in doing this recording, it was a real claim to blackness for the Puerto Rican singer, and her voice itself was really questioned and contested as a what did it represent? It didn't really represent the feminine ideal as put forth by colonial Western hierarchies, as such patriarchies. So Ruth Fernandez is quite a groundbreaker in her own right. Another Puerto Rican artist that I want to feature now is Lucecita Benitez. Let's take listen to a couple of tracks of a song around the very notion of racial purity. Lucecita Benitez.
Soy de una raza pura, pura rebelde. Soy de una raza que ha tenido clavos en las manos y llagas en las rodillas. Soy de sangre rebelde hasta la frente. Soy de una raza pura, pura rebelde, que baja como los ríos de montañas ennevadas, huyendo al látigo y robando otro día a la muerte. Soy de una raza pura, pura rebelde. Soy un ritmo negro que a las cadenas hace sonido y a la sangre pólvora y a la rabia silencio y a la noche víspera.
Sorry. que va inundando los montes, los senderos, campos y no.
Wow, that's an amazing voice, Lucecita Benitez, doing two variations of Raza Pura, Soy de una Raza Pura, and Raza Pura, and that gives you a sense of a little bit of the kind of transitions that this artist has gone through. She has gone through many, primarily three, she morphed into three kinds of Lucecita Benitezes, where... she first was a bolero singer, balada singer, kind of aiming at the popular market. She was very young, beautiful when she started her career, at 15, came to New York, performed in New York, and moved on to become a huge star in Puerto Rico as well as in the United States, among the, Latin markets. And, she was much more radicalized in the 60s and 70s, drawn more to her, to a more of the Nueva Canción, area of like Mercedes Sosa. And she was very politicized and grew out her hair as an afro. Her racial identity was very clear. She's mulata, negra, but, she was very, forceful in her style and in her singing. You can tell the power of her voice. Her audience is stuck with her, even though sometimes they question her musical artistic choices, but they stuck with her because she was so sincere and such a beautiful, beautiful voice. She was advocating for what they call the thinking voice. That is, Licia Fiol Mata's book, The Great Women Singer, which is about gender and voice in Puerto Rican music, the voice has to have a mission beyond the pure commodification and commercialism, which is something that hurdy-gurdy songs very much tries to get into. In her last incarnation, she moved more back into the diva, because she is a diva, and as we all know, divas like Chaka Khan and Mary Blige, they just transcend all category, and that's exactly what Lucecita Benitez does. You are listening to Hurdy Gurdy Songs with your host, Jorge. Thank you for joining me again. I just want to call your attention to please support www.radiofreebrooklyn.org. Go to our website, get our newsletter, join me every Tuesday. My playlist will be up on Spinatron. I am available as podcast as well, but we want you to hear us live. So please share. And if you want to write to me, you can contact me and make suggestions. Radio Free Brooklyn is community radio at its best. And I want to now continue with, of course, another Latina, La Reina, of course. And how could I play music, Latin music by women of power without playing the great? Well, I think you'll recognize her.
Vaya, muchas gracias, muchas gracias. Muy bueno, Dido, muy bueno, canal. Vete, vete, vete. Esa va.
Celia Cruz, Bemba Colora. I had to play the queen. Of course, we love Lupita. I will certainly play some other Celia Cruz and more Lupita, more Afro-Cuban singers in my upcoming episodes. But I wanted to get to a couple of more tracks today. Since we are running out of time, let's get into one of the most amazing singers, Miriam Makeba. Miriam's Goodbye to Africa.
Brothers and sisters, today we say goodbye to Africa's Queen of Soul, Miriam Makeba. Good luck, Miriam, and please do come back to us soon.
Goodbye, mother. Goodbye, father. And to you,
very young Miriam Makeba with the Skylarks. And the story, narrative of leaving her homeland. Miriam Makeba, who would go on to just storm the stages with, again, a beautiful, powerful voice and a message. Speaking of message, we're running out of time, so I'm going to play you one of my favorite groups back in the 70s, all-women group. They were just so deserving of so much more attention than they ever received. And I want to thank you nonetheless for joining me today. And so here we have Fanny with Take a Message to the Captain.
There's a ship that sails tomorrow. I was due to be on board. There's a life to be discovered and the world to be explored. I had decided not to join them. Why I feel uneasy. Deep inside me, something's wrong. guess I'll join you at your table.
Until next time, thank you. I'll leave you with a little touch of Isis, which we'll pick up on our next episode of Hurdy Gurdy Songs. Until next time, peace, love, and power to the women.
If I live in a bubble right next to your shell, we could both watch the world live in hell.